It's spring. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Over the past couple of weeks, I have frequently used the term spring-like weather because it was late winter, but the weather here in Northern California in late winter is often spring-like. In the late winter and early spring, the amount of rain we get weekly decreases, and the amount of blue sky and bright sunshine increases. Nature responds robustly to this change of season, and now I can report it is officially spring. As of several days ago, it is spring. The park, this park where I film a lot of videos, has visibly changed. So I want to walk around and show you some of the changes around us. Spring has decorated this park very nicely, and it's a pleasure to be here and to walk around in this environment. This is a place where I film a lot of videos. It's a group picnic area, and you can see the facilities. There is a barbecue and then a lot of tables. However, on the weekdays, nobody uses this facility. If you come here on a Saturday or Sunday, it will likely be reserved for a party, a family gathering. Something is happening pretty much every weekend, and this is a busy place for people to gather on the weekends. But on weekdays, it's not used very much. The trees around me are putting out new leaves. These are trees that mostly lost their leaves during winter, and now the new leaves are a lighter shade of green. They're very fresh and new. This tree behind me has a lot of fresh, lightly colored green leaves. It appears to be luminescent in the sunshine. It appears to be glowing. The park personnel periodically mow this area, but you can see it has not been mowed in weeks, perhaps months. So now we have some spring flowers. These yellow flowers are clover, but there are many other types of flowers. I particularly like these light purple flowers next to the clover. This yellow flower here is a dandelion, and these dandelion flowers produce a lot of seeds that are designed to be carried on the wind, to be spread widely. I'm certain that you know what a dandelion looks like in the seed head form. I walked a short distance away from that group picnic area to a different location overlooking the lake. This as well has been a site at which I filmed a lot of videos. Here, the trees are producing their beautiful new foliage. And in stark contrast above me, there is a clump of mistletoe, which is not deciduous, so it's the same dark green color that it always is. Here you can see the beautiful new foliage and the dark clump of mistletoe. These two trees are a type of sycamore called a plane tree. They are producing new foliage, but it has not matured to the beauty I come to expect of these trees. In another couple of weeks, these trees will be gorgeous. I'm walking down the hill toward the lake. In the meadow below me, there are a lot of Canada geese. Now, these geese are establishing their spring behavior as well because they are mating and will be building nests. I don't know exactly where they nest, but I do know that they nest because each year they produce offspring. Last year, I made some video of these goslings being tended by their parents. To me, it appears that these Canada geese are relatively good parents. They seem to be attentive to their young. They tend to protect them. Here we have a bunch of Canada geese grazing in this meadow. As we move closer to the lake, there may be a place over there that would be appropriate for the geese to nest. Again, I've never seen a Canada goose nest, but I suspect that they are looking for a protected place, perhaps in reeds like the ones we see at the shore. Given this warm weather we're having and the spring-like conditions that have been in effect for a couple of weeks, I suspect that these geese are already nesting and taking the preliminary steps to create this year's brood. It strikes me as likely that places like this could be suitable for Canada geese to build their nest. As we look across the lake, you can see that the reeds are starting to show some green of new growth. The reeds become dormant over the winter. The foliage above the water dies back to a tan color. But now with new growth, you can see green developing in those reeds on the opposite shore. Basically, every place I look around here this time of year, I see signs of spring. That's not a big surprise. The plants and animals, all the life forms that we can observe, are adapting to this seasonal change. A lot of their efforts are toward growth and reproduction. This meadow where I'm standing is full of flowers, and they promise to produce future examples of these same plants. The geese that will graze here in future years will be produced this year in this spring. Last year, I made some video of the young goslings being tended by their parents. These goslings that you see here are not this year's crop. This video footage was made last year, and this is what the goslings look like when they're small and covered with down. Something I've noticed about spring here in the park, and really everywhere here in Northern California, is it is occurring on all the different scales. Spring changes the scenery as you look at a vista, but it also changes individual plants, and it changes very small plants. Something I learned as a scuba diver is to pay attention to the very small things. The most interesting shrimp on the reef may be 3 millimeters long. Here is an example of a beautiful flower that I photographed the other day. That flower is about 3 millimeters across. It's tiny, and it would be easy to overlook. On the Input English channel, I have made a big point about noticing things. As language learners, if we notice things, that doesn't mean we study them. It doesn't mean we have to look them up in dictionaries. We just rest our mind on them for a fraction of a second. We notice them. The other thing we can do in conjunction with noticing is recognizing. We as language learners or observers of nature come to these activities with our own experiences. When I encounter a new word or expression in Spanish, sometimes it is easily related to something I know either in English or in German. It may trigger a response, not necessarily a one-to-one translation, but a recognition of the pattern of how this language solves the problem of conveying a particular thought. So here in the park, it's spring, and there's a lot going on, and it doesn't matter what scale you choose to make your observations. spring is occurring in very tiny places and on a grand scale, all of this gives us an opportunity to notice things and perhaps recognize them, perhaps relate them to something we've seen in the past. Canada geese are not the only birds that are active in the spring. Here we have a great blue heron. It's probably hunting in this field, looking for small creatures to eat. It's always a pleasure to see these giant great blue heron. Frequently in our neighborhood, near to the house, we see wild turkeys. This picture shows two male turkeys. One of them is relatively relaxed and therefore looks very streamlined, and the other has all its feathers spread in a display. We expect this kind of behavior on the part of turkeys in the spring as they compete for mates and prepare for the next crop of wild turkeys. Given the number of turkeys in our neighborhood, it appears they are very successful in raising their chicks to adulthood. It appears that each year there are more turkeys. Now, I am not worried that we're going to be overrun by turkeys. The natural predators in the woods will take care of any excess that we experience. You might notice that I'm wearing my Panama hat. In reality, that is not so much of a fashion statement for me. Rather, it is adaptation to the bright sunlight. Sun exposure represents a risk to all of us. The good advice on sun exposure that we get is to mitigate it with the ample application of sunscreen, but also to wear a hat with a brim. Because I'm recording in bright sunlight today, I put on the Panama hat to mitigate my sun exposure. I hope you enjoyed this little display of the beauty of spring here in the park. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.